And thank you for joining us for another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, on Monday's episode of the Market Talk podcast, I sat down for our weekly weather conversation with Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions. We take a look at the weather outlook for this week ahead, including the severe weather potential Monday and through the rest of this week across a wide area of the Corn Belt. We talk about that and also some of the good planting weather we saw over the weekend in this update with Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien.
My only concern is I don't like any seed to sit in cold, wet ground, right? I mean, that's just, we don't want that. And so the problem is we're going to get into this later week time period of probably four or five days of temperatures struggling to get out of the 50s again. And so here, what happened last weekend? 90s got as far north as, you know, almost into Nebraska. And sure, it was just felt like time to go. But we have to just wait until I think we get past this weekend or early next week before we break back into just the final push where we just go back warm and things get going. This weekend surprised me a bit over the East Coast. Up in Pennsylvania, we had a outbreak, almost 80 reports of severe storm damage from wind and hail. Friday, I didn't even really focus on it. I was more focused on the low that's coming out of California, which over the weekend, California's mountain ranges picked up another 6 to 12 inches of snow. So they can't seem to break away from the cold conditions out west. But that's all going to set us up with a pretty active week. So we got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about this week ahead. Not only you mentioning some of those cooler temperatures later in the week, but let's start with how we're going to get there. And I've kind of seen a lot of different chatter about a very active pattern here the next couple of days. So walk us through, what's this setup looking like, Eric?
Today it's winds, all right? So if you're along the front range of the Rockies all the way out to the Central Plains, we have this very, very strong south wind. Several states are under red flag warning. And then we also have parts of Iowa into the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota as well that are under red flag warning. So strong winds. It's been so very dry in those areas. Even some of the moisture that came into Texas last week, it's gone. I mean, you put in 90 degree heat and then those winds, you evaporate it pretty quickly. So I got this big hole in the middle part of the country that's got a topsoil moisture deficit that is just glaring, and that's why they've got the risk for the fires today. So tonight, on Monday night, we're gonna be watching from South Dakota through Nebraska into Kansas and Oklahoma, northern Texas. That's a big area for severe storms. By the time we get into Tuesday, that's going to press over toward Iowa and Illinois and Missouri. Wednesday, it's going to be in Indiana and along the Ohio River Valley. On Thursday, it's a reset, comes back into parts of the Mid-South, so maybe from the Red River Valley of the South into Missouri. So 4 days of severe storms this week to talk about. But it's the end of April. Like, we have this kind of thing happen this time of year. What I want to know is storm motion, and I want to know how slow the low is. And the reason I'm concerned about that is that I would like to see more rainfall come out of this. I'd like to see more rainfall in those areas that are incredibly dry. Now, there's some places that don't want another drop. Part of the Eastern Corn Belt's like, no, we need, can you just give us a good stretch of dry weather and warm weather so we can get going? But we have the storm system rolling through, and then behind it, it's got that cold air.
Big risks for tornadoes, hail, things like that with this severe round of weather here over the next couple of days, Eric?
Yeah, it's all three threats. So straight line wind damage, hail, large hail, and then the risk of tornadoes. And, you know, always a good check on this. Jesse, I should show you this sometimes. All of us storm chasers, we track each other. There's we all have our little icons and badges, and then we put little red dots on maps to show us where we all are. And if you could see today, there's a lot of them that are like North Platte, Nebraska. They're somewhere between South Dakota and Norman, Oklahoma. And so when all the dots go in one spot, you know that they're out there looking for the best storms. And a lot of my colleagues take what they call chasecations this time of year, where they go out and spend 10, 15 days, if they can, storm chasing. Many of them do it as a career, so they sell their content.
Well, definitely we'll be keeping our eyes on that portion of the country here today and really going through the rest of the week. And thinking about this too, you mentioned the Eastern Corn Belt. And I know last week they got a lot of rain, and you know there's some folks that are maybe a little concerned about getting into the fields there in the Eastern Corn Belt here over the next couple of weeks, just with the amount of rain that moved through last week, Eric.
Yeah, we do need to find ourselves a good 7 or 8 day stretch of dry weather with warm temperatures. I just don't think that comes until the last week of April. As we go through this next 7 days, like I said, temperatures are way up again today and across the midsection of the country, but we're going to follow that starting on Wednesday in Montana, Thursday farther to the south and east, and by Friday through the weekend, we're going to be looking at high temperatures, trying to get out of the 50s with a frost line that will probably get as far south as maybe I-80, maybe touching I-70. So we might have some pretty chilly air that gets in. But I think after we get past this into early next week, I'd say Sunday morning into Monday morning, it's kind of our last two worry mornings. And then we should just blow the lid off of the temperature problem and start to get warm conditions and rapid planting. So then what'll happen after that is, do we find open windows? And my idea here for May is I expect normal May storms, which include several rounds of severe storms. That's May. But I don't see the windows being tightened up so tight that we can't get anything done. So there are places that need to dry out, as you just mentioned, Eastern Corn Belt being one of them. So we may watch for delays there, but I think a lot of other folks are going to be able to find their normal windows and get a crop planted late April through the front half of May.
All right, let's look at South America real quick. Thoughts on Brazil, Argentina, and I know they've been getting some precipitation down there in both countries. And what's the latest in South America, Eric?
Yeah, I've been looking at satellite drive precipitation to try to see if the rains filled in some of the holes. Some of the big holes were right there in Mato Grosso do Sul and Paraná, and it appears that there were decent rains in the last 7 8 days that kind of came through and helped those areas out. Now, we could get better storms continuing early this week, and Argentina's doing okay, so we're not even going to really focus on Argentina. But some of the new model evidence suggests that, the normal slowdown of the Brazilian monsoon, which is April, right, into May, I think we could get back to a discussion where it cuts off a little earlier. And if that's the case, then how does grain fill work out? Now, I'm a bit apprehensive on making that call only because the models predicted mid-April right now to already be dry, and it hasn't been. So they've been a bit off on this. So I'm a little bit kind of jaded by the models here, and I need to see if we're actually going to get into this drier pattern. The MJO has collapsed. It's nothing. It's what's not giving us a signal. So we're just kind of watching the day-to-day events to see if it's actually occurring. But we could start to see a bit of a story coming out of that, which means we'd start to hear about this in May. And that could be timed well with some other information in the US to maybe help a little bit of a spring rally. If you're looking for weather to help, that's what I could tell you.
You can hear my full weather conversation on Monday's episode of the Market Talk podcast anywhere you download your favorite podcasts or youtube.com/@Market Talk Ag. This has been American Ag Today. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.